Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
With all the TV shows around cooking, of course, which you have been a part of and that sort of thing, is the time right for an everyday life recipe book?
I don't know. Does the world need another cookbook? I mean, seriously, there's thousands of them. And it's Christmas season, so there's certainly lots on the shelves. But you know what? I kind of felt obliged to put pen to paper, especially during lockdown last year, and just put an accumulation of kind of my all-time, you know, family and most importantly, current recipes together. Had a lot of fun doing it, so I think a lot of people will enjoy cooking them.
What I like about cookbooks is the easier ones, which yours sounds like you're doing it because it's everyday meals. No, because some of them are a bit daunting, but it's easy to pick a book up and work it through if it's not too scary, to put a fine point in. Have you tried to do that?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, there are different types of cookbooks. I mean, I've probably got 1,000 of them, you know, for professional reasons mostly. And a lot of them I look at once, I never pick them up unless I need a frame of reference or something. And they're those flashy cookbooks that are full of beautiful pictures and they go on the coffee table and people will, you know, flick through them when they come around to your house. But others, and this is where I came from, you want as a kind of a go-to Bible, you know, a trusted recipe for, I don't know, a crusty apple pie recipe or a thick custard or a, you know, a quatiao because you fancy takeaway night at your place. So, you know, that's the kind of compendium that I put together, you know, things that I know that are quick and easy to cook, but then there's others that, you know, they're going to take a bit of time. And I know my wife, certainly, she said, isn't this supposed to be like, you know, nice and easy family recipes? And she'd flick to, I don't know, Beef Wellington, which is like a tome in itself when you read it and go, that's hard work. I go, yeah, that's for the committed, I love a beef pie kind of person, do you know?
Yeah. Well, I've found the biggest thing in cooking for me, which helps greatly, is my partner, because I normally start and go, no, leave it with me. And they go, darling, I got no idea what I'm doing here. Can you come and finish it off for me? So I found that's very helpful.
That's what YouTube is for these days, Instagram and YouTube, although not always entirely trusted. But, you know, at least the online resources, and this is what we found during lockdown, particularly in Victoria, because we've had a long stretch. But, you know, people got a bit obsessed by, you know, sourdough and then babka and then, I don't know, Basque cheesecake. So, you know, I put them all in the book just to make sure that everybody's got it tried and tested.
I've got a great boast here of saying I've got a lot of cookbooks actually sort of worn and dog-eared, which, you know, a lot of people just have them, as
well, you say.
Yeah. And it's one, I think it came from the time when my wife used to work away a bit and she'd say, I'm going to be home in 2.5 hours, make that. It's in that book.
Oh, you're under pressure.
You just have to read the things and do it. So this sounds like a great idea for people perhaps to sort of have their first go at that, leaping in and having to do something.
I enjoyed, trying to, and I, you know, it's the first time I think even as a professional, you know, diving in deep on particular things, you know, where I might test a recipe, and you generally test a recipe 3 times for a book, but I might test it 5 or 6 times or just, you know, like I was trying to find, I mentioned that apple pie, but I tried to find, you know, a pastry recipe that was outside the one that I use all the time that I know works, but I wanted it to be super kind of flaky, crunchy, and kind of probably never had it from my grandmother, but the idea of, you know, that perfect grandmother's, you know, crunchy, flaky apple pie recipe, you know. So I kind of dove in deep and played with lots of things to actually nail it. And that was quite a joy because actually now I go, hey, turn to page X, follow that recipe, it will work. And I've done it a few times already with people that have been lucky enough to get an advanced copy.
250-odd recipes in the book. How many could you have put in? How hard was it to pare them down?
It's hard to pare them down. I think, you know, when the publisher first said, okay, let's chuck a book together, I go, yeah, no worries. And I think top-line ideas and recipes that I've collected from, you know, before our, you know, restriction on travel, traveled a lot, particularly in the last probably 5 years, through Southeast Asia, whether it was India or Laos or, you know, Vietnam, Singapore, etc., Japan. And I think 480 or 490 was the first rough trip. And then they were like, no, we don't want this size cookbook. We want, you know, max, I think they wanted 200. So I was lucky to get, I think it's close to 280 in the book. So I managed to get quite a few through.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was hard. And then going, oh, and actually even now I'm flicking through the book going, pretty sure I put that in. And they went, oh, obviously that got culled. Didn't get that one through.
Now, finally, Gary, I know that it's probably a bit like picking out your favourite kid, but is there one recipe in there that is your favourite?
Oh, gee, that's impossible. I'll tell you what I do know, so anybody that's thinking about buying a book, you know, these recipes are the ones that feature on our dinner table. You know, they're on rotation, and some of the ones that are on higher rotation, for example, I love a fish moile, and probably most people have never heard of it. It's actually a South Indian fish curry. And I don't want to put people off, because number one, fish is often, oh, I don't eat a lot of fish. Curry, it's going to be complicated. Neither apply. You know, for people that, you know, my wife doesn't particularly love all types of fish. So when I go shopping, I buy white fish for me, salmon for my daughter, prawns for my wife, and then I make this really simple curry, which is essentially kind of shallots, ginger, garlic, turmeric, and coconut cream. It's got a few other things in there. It's quite limey, but it's probably got about 5 or 6 ingredients in it, and I just put all the fish in slightly different times, you know, just to give them, make sure they're all cooked perfectly, pop the lid on for 3 minutes, and it's done. And then we all fish out our favorite bit of fish. And it actually works brilliantly. And I think it's the only meal, you know, where we all disagree on, but we all get exactly what we want. So that might be it at the moment, because I think that's on the table pretty much once a week at the moment.
Well, that's just sold me the book, because my partner lived in Indonesia for a number of years and she's a pescatarian. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Off we. Yeah, just in time for Christmas.
Hey, Gary, thanks for telling us about your book. It was out on Tuesday, so it's available now. Yep. So thanks very much. Gary's go-to recipes for everyday life.
Yep, thanks very much for being
on
the Wake Up
Call.
Have
a great day, guys.